like to take up the second half of this run. Maybe save the Rashba for tomorrow. And then Thursday, move over to Psachim. Just Yontif is coming up. So I thought it'd be nice if we spent some time doing some sugis in Psachim. I think as well on Thursday, there might be some boys coming in from Eretz Yisrael visiting the yeshiva. So this way, if we start a new sugya, it'll be easier for everyone to...
So you should bring Psachim on Thursday?
I'll let you know. I'll let you know for sure tomorrow. Either I'll bring Psachim or I'll prepare my Makomos. Either way. But I'll let you know. No, Americans. Americans coming back. Okay. So let's take a quick look at the run. Just going to pick up with the second point. Everyone, I'm sure, remembers the issue from yesterday and how we resolved that. For those that don't, it's probably already on the website. But the new sugya, the new point here that the Ran makes or takes up is very different and needs a lot of discussion. All right? Someone want to read for us? Richie, you want to give it a shot? The Ran. Tanu Rabbanan, but we're not starting from all the way. Starting from the V'hai Lishna. I'll just give a little bit of an intro over here. What the Ran... Yeah, I'm going to tell you in 1 second. 5 lines up, 6 lines up. What the Ran is bothered by is the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is that this Kiddushin, right? The Kiddushin that were done, V'nasan hu v'amrahi, and then were followed by a second Kiddushin, a more traditional Kiddushin, the Gemara says, it's Suffolk Rabbanan. Rashi explains what the Suffolk is. The second one came along, did a traditional Kiddushin. Who's married? We don't know who's married. Therefore, she needs to be divorced from both of them so that she could be married to at least potentially one of them. All right? Or anybody. Either one of them or anyone else.
You like you married the same person after again?
It's a good question. In this case, it would be a good question. You're allowed to be machzir gushaso. Yes, as long as she didn't live with someone else in the interim. But it happens, right? I mean, there are cases like that. Guy divorces his wife, and then he just realizes maybe he made a mistake. He takes her back. That's mutter as long as she wasn't married to anyone else in the interim. Right? Okay. Right. I think that's the reason Chazal gave, that Benos Yisrael should not be treated as hefker, that they should be divorced and remarried and taken back, and it's considered inappropriate. All right. But there are practically cases like that. I mean, a case like that I'm aware of, a man divorced his wife and then they got remarried. As long as she wasn't married to anyone else in the interim. All right. So let's pick up Hai Lishna. So he wants to know what's the deal with the Suffolk. Now, do you remember what the Meiri said? The Meiri had a different answer to this question. The Meiri said, 1 second, the Suffolk is in Kiyikach. The Suffolk is in Kiyikach, and therefore it's really a Suffolk Doraisa. But what's the reason why the Talmud refers to it as a Suffolk Darbanan? Why does the Gemara refer to it as a rabbinic Suffolk? Anyone? The Meiri. The Meiri answered this question. What was the Meiri's answer? Avi Hirschman, you remember the Meiri's answer?
That the Rabbanim were the ones who instituted the Daraisa rule.
That's right. That there is a machlokas, a separate machlokas in the Rishonim. There's a separate machlokas in the Rishonim. That's why I thought you were asking me earlier. This very rule of Suffolk Daraisa Lechumra, is it rabbinic or is it biblical? That's a separate machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Maybe something could die to look into another time. But that's the way that Meiri basically answered the question. But he said, yeah, it's true. It's a Suffolk in the Daraisa, but the rule that dictates that when you have a Suffolk on a Daraisa, that you go to Chumra, that in and of itself is rabbinic. That was the Meiri's approach. The Ran says something totally different. So let's see the Ran, and we'll try as best as we can, at least to explain what the Ran's saying, and see if we could resolve some of the difficulties with the Ran. Good. What's a Suffolk Daraisa? The Suffolk is, as the Meiri says, it's Kiyikach. The whole question is on Kiyikach. Did I fulfill Kiyikach Ish Isha?
But could it have said in the passive sense, when a woman is taken, or a woman...
Well, that we know it's not. Right, exactly. The question is, when she does the Amira, did she take away from the Kiyikach or not?
Well, they could say when they are taken, but it could have been Kiyikach.
Right, it's not Kiyikach Isha L'Ish, it's Kiyikach Ish Isha.
Oh, so she's not.
That it's a subject. We also have the man to do the conquering and the taking.
Right, that's all within the realm of why the man has to be the one that's taking. But now the question is, you did this kiddushin in a funny way. You had Nasan Huv Amrihi. Is there kiyikach here or not? Well, that's a daraisa question. So the Ran takes a different approach. Listen to what the Ran says. Very somewhat radical approach. Start from about six lines up. V'hai lishna. It's a new thought. It's in that fancy Ran, it should be maybe
before
a new.
Before
yes, maybe one or two.
After Avadai Yishishol. That's the Ramba.
V'hai lishna. Do you have a vav in parentheses a little bit right near it? Lo pierce the kaim lon kirab yosi right before.
Oh, yeah.
So right after that, like a few lines down. A few lines down. It's.
Oh, I'm my own separate paragraph.
I figured it's a separate paragraph. Okay. You also have it as a separate paragraph. Chaim. Yeah, separate paragraph also, right?
No.
Oh, you don't. Yeah, same like the traditional run. So how is your gemara different than this gemara? Yeah. Is that Elzvah Hadar gemara? Okay. Oh, it just has block print, maybe. All right. Anyway, so let's take a look at this round. We'll do it slowly. So this lishna that the Talmud uses, it says sfeikahu.
We're worried in the Rabbanan.
Right.
Misapka. Misapka?
Mm-hmm.
Misapka li tuva.
What does that mean?
It's a big suffix to me.
Misabkli tuva. I have a big suffix about this lashon of suffix. Misabkli tuva. To me, I'm in doubt about the nature of this language of suffix. Misabkli tuva.
If you say it's a suffix, it's a suffix doraisa.
Right. This was the same question that was raised by the Meiri.
Okay. We should be worried the Raisa.
Right, everyone understands that, the basic question? Chaim, you got that?
No.
The question that the Ran is asking is why is the Talmud seemingly referring to what is a suffix daraisa as a suffix darabanan? We want to know is the woman Mikudashis or not? That's a question in the Pasuk. Ki yikach. So what does he say?
Rav Alfasi is a point of bracha. Kata belashon hazeh behalachos. Ve'im nasan hu the amra he. If he gave it and then she said, chayshina mid rabbanon. It's richa get. Where choshi is the rabbanon, and she needs a get.
Okay. What's the difference? What's he picking up on? He's looking at the riff's lashon, and he's saying the lashon of the riff is a little different. What's the lashon of the riff? What's that? What does it say? Good. Chayshinon midir abanan. You can take a look at it yourselves right over here on the top of Beis Amud Aleph. Vim nasan hu va'omrahi. Chayshinon midir abanan v'tzvich aget. That's the lotion of the riff. By the way, just I'm sure everyone's aware, but just as a reminder, the riff basically took out the portions of the Talmud which he felt were halacha l'maisa and incorporated them into his code. The riff was essentially a code, a halachic code. So you don't find the Agarata, and you find his positions, the way he was machriya. So he's bringing down this halacha, nasan huva amrihi, and he says, nasan huva amrihi, chashinim v'derbanan v'tzvicha get. Our Gemara doesn't say v'tzvicha get, but he's reading that in. That's what, like the way Rashi explained, that's the chashash. That's what you require because of the chashash. You require a get. So he doesn't use the lashon, like Hal said, he does not use the lashon of suffix. He doesn't say that we're in doubt. He says, chayshinon. Now maybe if we would not have seen the Ran, you'd look at the riff and you'd say, okay, chayshinon midarbanan, it's the same thing. But the Ran is saying, no, when the riff left out the lashon of suffix, it was very deliberate. Why? Go ahead.
He doesn't write sveka. The Nira and appears Shehu Sover the Chiamrinan Svekahu Labdafka. It seems like he holds like the people that say that it's not necessarily Sveka. Not necessarily Sveka.
Right, Shehu Sover the Chiamrinan Sveka. What do you mean he holds like those people? Saying he holds like, he holds that
he
way.
He holds, that
right.
Not necessarily
he holds, when the Rif learned the Gemara, he understood that when the Gemara said Suffolk, it didn't really mean Suffolk. It didn't mean Suffolk in the strict sense of the word. Already, you see, this is something of a novel approach to the Gemara, but the truth is, you have to contend with this anomaly in the Rif. Right? The Ran's correct. The Rif needs to be explained. So the Ran's saying, I'll tell you what the Rif means. The Rif means what I'm about to say it means, meaning that the Chashinon means something other than Suffolk.
The Medina, Pshitalon de lo habe kiddushin, because, according to logic,
Medina, yeah, it should be this way. It should be.
It should be that it's pashut that it's there's no kiddushin. Kedon d'amrahi.
Stop. So what's the Ran saying now?
There's no Suffolk whatsoever.
That's right. The Ran's saying in reality there really is no Suffolk. There is no Suffolk. We have a case which flies in the face of all the rules of Kiddushin. What do you mean? It's not Ki Yikach Ishisha. Why? Because the woman spoke. Woman spoke for whatever reason. Either she's involved in the Iker part or she's involved in part. For whatever reasons that we already discussed, why the woman speaking is going to be a problem, the Ran is saying it's a problem. So if it's a problem, there is no even Shiloh of a Kiddushin here. It's definitely not a good Kiddushin. This is a big Chiddush already. The Ran's is a big Chiddush. The Ran's not like any other Shita that we've seen now. There's no Suffolk here, really, in reality. There's no Suffolk. It's not a good Kiddushin. If it's not a good Kiddushin, does she need to get? She need to get. Good.
Hello. So, what's the Chashin on here? Shechacham hathmiru b'davar. Chachamim were machmir. The asuhu. The asauhu.
Good.
The asauhu.
Yes.
And they made it like a Suffolk. Velishna desveka. And we call that a sveka.
Oh, no, I think velishna desveka. Who lefiza? I'm sorry. Velishna de sveka.
Velishna
de sveka. No. Asokis Suffolk. Velishna de sveka. Who lefiza? Lo osi shapir. I think the who goes after.
Okay.
Right? Velishna de sveka. This Lashon of the sveka. What's that? Lo osi shapir? He is, or he is, meaning that this Lashon is lefiza, is not really so proper. Lo osi shapir.
Okay.
Right? Volishna, because he's saying it's not really Lishna the Sveka. He's saying they treat it like a Suffolk. Volishna the Sveka, who the Fizel, lo osi shapir. The Lashon of Suffolk, which I don't know, I thought it should really be he, probably, but is Lafizel, lo osi shapir. It doesn't really fit. It doesn't stem. It shouldn't be used in this context. But that's the Lashon that they used. So he's saying a lot of Chidushim here. Really, the Gemara said Suffolk, but they didn't mean Suffolk. There really is no Suffolk here. Right? All of that, we could ignore all of that because he's grappling with an issue here. He's grappling with the fact that the Rif left out the Lashon of Suffolk and just said Chayshinon. So he's saying, I'll tell you really, there is no Suffolk. But now he's taking a step further. Okay, if that wasn't enough, now he takes a step further. Oh, how do you have Rambam, by the way? You still don't have it either? You also have it broken up in two pieces. Okay. But it seems that every we have five different Gemaras represented here. Every Ran has it that way.
Is there the newest. Ram bin Mazal? Does that exist?
No, it's Rambam Zal. It's Rambam. That's Rambam.
I know, but is there a
there's something else? He's referring to the Rambam.
Mazal that exists?
No, he's referring to the Rambam. There's no question. Because he tells you where he's talking about. He says, halachas this and this. Yeah.
Okay. Because of the Perkan Izgar, Nosan Hu the Amrahi, Haizu.
Right.
So if he gives.
So the Rambam brings down this halacha. What does the Rambam say? He says, "Nasan hu v'amrahi hareza mikudasha es misafik." It is a good kiddushin, misafik. What does he not say?
Chashinan.
He doesn't say chashinan, but he also doesn't say anything about drabonan. He doesn't say anything about drabonan. So again, we have the Rif who says Chayshinan, but no Suffolk. We have the Gemara which says Lashon of Suffolk and Chayshinan midrabanan. So the Ran is trying to learn that the Gemara is in line with the Rif. It doesn't really mean Suffolk, it means Chayshinan. It means something other than a real Suffolk. And now he says, take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, this case, Nasan Huva Amri, Hareza Mikudashis Mi Suffolk, doesn't mention the Rabbanan at all. Hello, Suffolk Kiddushin. Suffolk Kiddushin.
Kikol?
You have Kikol?
I want Kikol Suffolk.
Okay, Kikol Suffolk Kiddushin. Okay. Does that one have that, Kikol?
No.
It's
a Dalit in parentheses.
Oh, okay. So you have a different Gersa. All right. It's fine. It doesn't change the pshat.
Okay. Rather, it's a...
It's like any other suffix of Kiddushin.
It's a suffix Kiddushin. Ulefika, ani mistapik, b'chol suffix Kiddushin, b'tzricha get midaraisa olo.
Good. So any time now, the Ron says, anytime you have a suffix Kiddushin, as far as the Torah is concerned, do you need a get to resolve that situation or not?
Why should we look in like the positive sense? Are they married or not? Or we're saying they're definitely married. I mean...
No, in a suffix Kiddushin case?
Yeah.
In a suffix Kiddushin, it means they might be married.
So are they permitted to live with each other?
No, because they might not be married. That's the other side.
So the question is not just do they need to get. The question extends further. Are they married? I mean, it seems to be...
Suffix Kiddushin...
They're married, but the question is do they need to get. That's the only question is do they need to get.
Suffix Kiddushin, and therefore we have to resolve it until it's Vaday Kiddushin.
Why do you say that Mahmir would be suffix?
What do you mean?
Why aren't you being more machmir that they're married, as opposed to being more machmir? As in, why is machmir?
The stringency, if I tell you, you have to be concerned about something. If I tell you that you don't have to be concerned about anything, so I'm being more lenient. If I tell you you're definitely not married, and you can each go on your merry way, so fine, Shalom Yisrael. There's nothing to do. But if I tell you, you know what? I'm going to say l'chumra, that really there was a potential kiddushin here, and now you're going to have to take certain actions to go forward with your life. That's a chumra. You see that, Chaim?
Yeah.
So when they posit that there's a potential kiddushin, a savi kiddushin, that results in a chumra, because now you need a get.
Just every time you have...
Okay. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What does Sharia mean?
It's allowed. It's
good. It's the same as Shari. It means permissible. Shari is permissible. Sharia, Shari, same thing. Permissible.
That's just the Raisa. Sharia, Mishum, the Ika, the Maymar.
Right. Hamid Isha al Chazkasa. What does that mean? On her Chazaka. Hamid Isha al Chazkasa.
That she's not married.
Hamid Isha. Well, I just want to get to the language.
She stands.
Let her. Stand her. Place her in her Chazaka. Leave her in her Chazaka. Be ma'amid her in her Chazaka. What's her Chazaka?
That she's single.
Be ma'amid her in her Chazaka. Okay? I'm not sure. Okay? Keep going.
Mikol
Teku de Mamona. Teku de Mamona in a monetary case where the matter is unresolved and we can't prove conclusively where the money goes, what do you say? That's it. You keep the status quo. The money's here. I can't prove that it belongs elsewhere. The money stays where it is. Right? All right. Next.
And they agree.
Now again, understand, when he says achronim, he doesn't mean achronim the way we mean achronim. He was a rishon, right? So he means those that came in the generation before him. He's not talking about achronim.
Wait, he's talking about earlier or later?
If he's writing, he's got to be talking about people that came before him. Right?
Oh, okay.
Right? So earlier Rishonim. He means earlier Rishonim.
From his perspective.
From his perspective, exactly. Those that came in immediately preceding him.
Was it, what, I think, 13th century?
I don't know offhand. I mean, it's like 1200s, whatever it is. So he's talking about the 1100s. Right? He's talking about those that came immediately prior to his generation. But yeah, it's misleading, because when we throw around the term Achronim, we mean people that, you know, lived, let's say, after the 1400s or so. So it's not the same. We're talking about people that lived earlier than him. I think it's Takvo Toveya.
Takvo Toveya.
In other words, if someone would, the claimant would come over to him and grab away the money, the Toveya is the claimant, the guy that was claiming money from him. Let's say we were involved in a monetary dispute. Bezdin can't prove whose money it is, so then they say, okay, the money's going to stay with you. We can't prove that it belongs to me. It's going to stay with you. Hamotzi mi chaver al haraya, I can't prove it, so it stays with you. And I say, you know what? Forget this. I'm going to take the money myself. They can't prove it, but I know it's mine. I'm going to come and take it. Bezdin comes to me and says, no. Even though you grabbed it away, Motzino, some other, they take it away from me and put it back with you. Why? Why did they do that? Because of the chazaka. What was the chazaka? The money was with you the whole time. This money's been with you until now, so I'm going to assume that the money, at least until we can prove otherwise, belongs where it is. So the Ran says, okay, very nice. Say the same thing over here. How so? I'm sorry. Say that again. Mosina Samuel Hachanami.
Medina Islamabi Mar Hachi.
Right, say the same thing over here. Hachanami. Over here too, we should also say this. And therefore Veshitahe Mutaras Linase. Why is that? What does that mean? Veshitahe Mutaras Linase. And therefore she should be married. Therefore she should be permissible to marry.
To whoever she wants.
But why? Why?
Because
the chazaka is that she's single, right? Just like you say the chazaka is keep the money where it is because we can't prove otherwise. So I can't prove otherwise with regard to this kiddushin. So what will I say? There's no suffix here. Why is there no suffix? Oh, because it was out of the suffix with this chazaka. The chazaka is that the woman was single, so I'll say the woman's single, and therefore she need not do anything.
You say the chazaka resolves the suffix? There's no suffix. The chazaka resolves the suffix.
Well, let's keep going for a second.
Ella, Shibibnei, Chomer, Erva, I'm Chomer.
It's the same thing. Chomer, Chumra. So we have Chumra de Erva, right? Our gear says Chumra de Erva. You have Chomer Erva. It's the same exact thing. Because of the stringency, the strictness, or the severity of Arayos, Rabbanan came along and they said, no, we want you to have a get. We want you to have a get. Now, he doesn't explain exactly what he means by that, but he says, because what we're dealing with here is very serious, Rabbanan said, no, we want you to get a get. That's why we use that language that of sveika have, even though he says it's not really a suffik, and we need to get. Meaning,
is that the Rabbanan's only reason that
it's only reason exactly. It's not really a suffik. Remember, he says it's not really a suffik. He says sveika is lo osi shapir. The lashon of sveika.
No, so really, is that you need to get 100%. It would just.
But it's only midrabanan.
Right.
It's only midrabanan. The previous marriage is 100% in as far as the Torah is concerned is not good. Is not good, and the only reason I need to get is rabbinically.
That's why there's no suffix?
He's saying there is no real suffix.
Right, he's saying because it's only
because of the chazaka. No. He's saying because of the chazaka, there would be no real suffix.
That's what I'm saying. Are they allowed to be married though? Can they live with each other? You're saying they're.
Midaraisa? Midaraisa, yes, that's what he's saying.
No, you're saying midarabana, they need only the one they need to get.
That's right.
But not midaraisa.
Midaraisa, they don't need anything.
Because they're not married.
That's right.
So they're allowed to live with each other?
Can they live with each other? No, they can't live with each other either.
So we brought them to get, but they can't live with each other.
Nasan huva amrahi. Nasan huva amrahi.
Why haven't you said you need to get and still not live with each other?
One second. Nasan huva amrahi. Nasan huva amrahi. No. Nasan huva amrahi. Now it's Safi Kiddushin.
If you got married.
Nasan huva. Oh, if you got married.
So can you complete the Erisin with the Kiddushin with the Rabbanan, basically? This is the question.
According to Rabbanan?
Complete the Nisun.
According to Rabbanan?
According to
Rabbanan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could, right?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Why according? We're saying that right now she's Mekadesh de Rabbanan.
She's Mekudashas de Rabbanan? Yes. No, we're saying she's Suffolk Mekudashas de Rabbanan.
No.
Suffolk Mekudashas.
We're saying there is no Suffolk. Really? She needs a get.
I know, but they're saying is that Minat Torah, she's definitely not married.
Fine.
She's definitely not married.
Right.
But what does he mean when he says that the Rabbanan came along because of Chomer Arayos and said what? Asruha Rabbanan. Asruha Rabbanan.
What's Chomer
Arayos? From everybody else. No,
I don't. I think even to him. I think even to him, Asruha Rabbanan means that they said that the whole Kiddushin is in Suffolk.
So you may not even need to get. We're requiring.
That's right. He says that openly.
So we're not saying you're married. We're not saying you're not married. But you still need to get because we're not sure if you're not married.
Doesn't he say that language openly? He says.
I just want asruha.
Asruha kisafik. Chacham hechmir bedavar v'asruha kisafik. Really, they're not married. But the Rabbanan came along and said, you know what? They asked it and they made it like a suffik. What does that mean, they made it like a suffik? They created a situation of suffik.
Now, what's the happens if she wants
now? Suffolk means now we don't know what it is. Therefore, you need to get to resolve the suffolk.
And she cannot marry a Kohen.
She would not be able to marry a Kohen, that's right. A Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. That's a separate problem.
Is she a Grusha?
Yeah, once she gets a get, she's a Grusha.
She made a new get.
It doesn't matter. She's still a Grusha. That's why it would be a Chovtar. I mean, that's another reason why maybe it's a Chumrah. Because you're creating a Chovtar. You're saying now she's a Grusha. She would not be able to marry a Kohen.
Why is it concerned
with Gil Arias?
Why isn't it concerned
with Ishus? Ishus is a Arias.
Oh, it's the same thing. Gil
it's a form of Arias. Yeah, Gil Arias is any form of Isser Erva. All right?
But that would specifically be the problem.
Aval harav alfa zal kasav lekamon bepirkin. Later on, bebayid the rav mori bekel haratz acharah the salka beteku the havale sveka the raisul chumra tzarchian. Okay, that last part is not one that we're going to take up now, but there are a number of problems here. All right, let's start with the main problem. The main problem is this chazaka issue. Okay, what is the Ran saying? The Ran saying, Yoni, that we'll take the chazaka, take the chazaka of what she was before this whole problem arose, and we'll say we're going to go with that status. What was that status? She was single. Right? She's a penuya. So what is he's using this chazaka to resolve what? A suffik, forget about doraisa, a suffik in what? A suffik in a din. Suffolk in a din. Well, what are we asking? What's the whole question over here? Is she Mikudashis or not? But what's the question whether or not she's Mikudashis? The question of whether or not she's Mikudashis is halachically, this procedure that you engaged in, does that rise to the level of Kedushin or not? Chazaka is not going to answer that question.
It's either it is or isn't.
What does Chazaka do? Huh?
To remain in places to
a little louder?
She allows her to remain in her previous status.
No, but I'm asking a general question.
Assumption. You have an assumption that something is the case.
You have the right. You have the right to assume something halachically. Yeah. Let me give you an example of where we see the way the Mefarshim understood how chazaka works and see why this is a problem. Okay? The Mishnah Melech takes for granted that the only time you say Muki Gavra Achazkase, keep the Gavra in his chazaka, Hemid Gavra Bechazkaso, that's where what? That's where you're in doubt as to what occurred in reality. You don't know what happened. Then I'll say, listen, I don't know. I'm lacking the information. I don't. Did the guy become Tame or did not become Tame? Okay, I have no choice. Uki Gavra Achazkase. But where you know that an event occurred, and I just don't know the resolution, the halachic resolution of that, I would not say uki gavra cheskase. That's the rule of Mishnah Melech. That's the way he understands chazaka. So let me say it over again outside. What the Ran is saying is like this. Really, midaraisa, there's no problem here. Why? Because there's no real suffik. Why is there no suffik? We'll just look at the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Ukmeya cheskasa. What was she muchzak as? She was muchzak, or muchzakas rather, as a penuya. And therefore, there's no chshash midaraisa. But the kasha is, one second, who says chazaka works that way? What do you mean you're going to take away my suffik with this chazaka? This chazaka, or chazaka in general, doesn't work in that way. These are important things. This has nothing to do specifically with Kedushin, but this is a shas klal. It's going to come up many times in your learning.
Didn't we see something like this recently also? Like last week or 2 weeks ago?
With the chazaka?
With chazaka, we said also, we can only have to know more to something. We said something also similar recently, how you have to,
in this sugya?
Yeah, I think so.
Could be, yeah,
something along the lines of, do you remember this? We said something recently about that, about how it's only if it's a din of mitzvahs can you something, and not if it's a question of the din. We did that like 2 weeks ago.
It could be. All right, let me speak it out a little further, and we'll maybe that'll jog everyone else's memory. But the Ran saying like this: the chazaka of penuya should say there is no suffik here, and that's why midiraisa there isn't no suffik, and that's why the Gemara doesn't use the lashon of suffik because there is no suffik. It doesn't say midiraisa. It just says chashina midar. Again, the riff lashon chashina midarabanan. Why? Because of course there's no suffix here. There's a chazaka. The problem with the Ran's explanation, one of the problems with the Ran's explanation is that this is not the way we normally use chazaka. Chazaka, at least according to the Mishnah Melech's approach, when you want to keep a person in their status, in their state of chazaka, as a, you know, going back to what they were prior to the question, that only works where the suffix is in the individual, not the suffix in the din. Right here, the suffix is not in the isha per se. The suffix is where, in the din. So chazaka shouldn't work over here. What do you see from the Ran? Apparently, the Ran's not learning that way. The Ran is learning that even in a suffix and a din, the chazaka works. So could we try to explain this? Could we try to explain the Ran? Which side makes more sense to you? Let me just put it that way. Which side would you say makes more sense?
You should not be able to use it.
Right. The Mishnah Melech's presentation makes very good sense, that that's the way chazaka works. Chazaka, you tell me, I don't know if this happened or not, so why should I say anything other than leave the thing the way it was? But now you tell me, I know something happened, I'm just not sure what the halacha is, why are you going to use chazaka? Who says chazaka should work in that way? But the Ran seems to be suggesting, right, that that's the way it's operating over here too. And before we try to resolve the Ran, let me just throw in one other thing to the mix here. The Avnei Miluim, also in explaining the riff, really, and explaining why the riff says chayshinan and doesn't say safek, also picks up on this issue. And Avnei Miluim wants to say that chazaka only works on a safek, what he calls a safek maisa, but not on a safek din. All right? So that last part of the Ran, the case of the kelev, he says that's a safek the din. Over here, we're talking about a safek maisa. How so? How so? You know what? Let me hold off on that for a second. That's really Avnei Miluim's resolution to the Ran's problem. So, but again, he also takes for granted that you can only have chazaka on a suffix in Maisa, but not a suffix in Din. Again, suffix Maisa. What happened here? Did he do the Maisa? Did you not do the Maisa? He did the Maisa, but I know the Din. That's no. There's no question of no issue of chazaka over there. Right, so again, let me restate the question. The Avnei Miluim ultimately explains that the Ran is not in trouble. The Ran's Mahalach could fit with what we're saying about Chazaka. Assume that Chazaka only works to resolve the Suffolk Maisa. It doesn't work to resolve or to take away Suffolk and Din. So now we still need to be able to explain how the Ran is understanding this situation as being a Suffolk Maisa. So how would you do that? Nasanhu v'amrahi, and he says nothing in response. So what would you say the suffix is, right, such as a suffix in the Maisa? Let's say you require the Amira. Right, let's say you require the Amira. So now if I say that maybe when she said and he said nothing, it's considered that he agrees and like he said it, right? Then did I do the Maisa?
Yeah.
Then I did the Maisa. If I say that by being quiet, it's not like I'm doing it, then did I do the Maisa?
No.
So that's what the Avnei Miluim wants to say. He wants to say that that's the way the Ran understands this sugya. That the question is, did what was done here rise to the level of the Maisa being done or not?
Question of whether or not Amira is necessary as of Din. Rather, I mean, the Amira is necessary. The question is whether we're saying,
yeah,
did he do the Amira or not?
Exactly.
It's a Metzius question, not a Din question.
It's a Metzius question, but it's a Metzius question that it's going to apply to every case. It's Metzius, you know.
If you would say the question,
right?
Was,
we're not
in
Amira
necessary.
No,
sure,
right? Exactly. We're not saying that. Uh-huh. Should I say it again?
But I thought the Ran was holding that it wasn't even part of the kicha.
The Ran was holding it's not part of the kicha.
Yeah, though you're assuming that because of what he said, where it's just that he just needs a maski and it's just for consent, for context.
Right.
So why would it? Why would that totally undermine the Masse if it's not even?
Because if the Ran holds that the whole speak is just to show consent, right? No, but we still said he has to be the one to do it.
So
right? That was the other side of the suffix. Maybe he needs to be the one to do it.
So it's a suffix in what Masse then? If we say that.
In the Maisa of consent, you mean? Is there a Maisa of consenting? You're saying this doesn't fit with the half of the first half of the Ran.
At least
that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, that's a good question. It's a good question. Again, what did the Ran say previously? The Ran said previously, and the truth is, it's not just in one place. He says it. He sells it elsewhere also. Later, I think, on Daf Tes. Just give me 1 second. Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Is it over here? Daf Hayim and Aleph and Daf Arif. Hayim and Aleph Daf Arif. In the Ran, Dibra Maskil, Vikasa Ramban.
It's not here.
What's that? Yeah, sure, it's there. Right there.
Daf Arif is always this or can change?
No, what do you mean?
It's Daf Arif.
Daf Arif, Daf Hay.
Is that this automatically?
What do you mean, is it automatically?
Like in Megamon also, is it the same?
I hope so.
We have this different. Gemara's up here.
Then it should say what it was in the original. I mean, if they changed it,
it's hay.
Is it above or below that airplane slash just above?
It's right across from it. V'chein mashakasav zal the bitcha mekudeshesli. Okay, so going down a little bit from that, a little further from that. So he's talking about kedusha kasef, right? So he says. V'gamri l'loham milsa mikidusha kasef. Ain't no inyan. Lafisha kesef hu shakona. In the context of kidusha kesef, kesef hu akona. Kesef is the kicha. According to the Ran, giving the kesef, that's what shafts the kinyan. That's what makes the kicha kiyika kishisha.
That's it. So she's already his wife.
That's it. Oh, what about the amira? The amira ainat tzricha el legalos shenit nazu l'shem kiddushin. The amira is just to show that it was given for the purpose of kiddushin. This is the Ran's consistent with the Ran that we saw yesterday. So let's assume this is the Ran's position. Now we want to explain how the Ran could still be saying that the Chazakah here is really speaking to the Chazakah of the Maisa. So the Avni Miluim is saying that yes, it is still Suffolk in the Maisa. Because what's the question? The question is, Nasan Huva Amrihi, where the suffix is maybe, I think it could still work out. Maybe he was Nisratza. Maybe he consented to what she said. And it's like he said yes. That's what the Avnei Milum says. Maybe it's like he said yes. Or maybe not. And then it's a suffix in the Guf Hamaisa. Did he do all that which he's supposed to do? So yesterday, all we said was, it's true, that the Amir is there for a purpose other than the actual Kicha. So it's not lacking in the Kicha, but he still has to do some Maisa, which lends to the understanding of what's going on. He has to be the one to do that. Once she does that, she's taken away from what's who. She participated in an active way, and therefore the speech is not attributed to him. So the question is, where she says this, and he says nothing, is it like he's saying yes, in which case it is attributed to him, right? In which case his maisa is good. Or are we saying no, it's like he didn't do it. It's like he didn't do that. He didn't add the context. If he didn't add the context, even though he didn't speak out against it, it's like he didn't add the context, and therefore his maisa is lacking. Oh, so how are we going to resolve that? We're going to resolve that with chazaka. I don't know, was the maisa done? Was the maisa not done? Well, chazaka. It's a chiddush. I mean, this is also a chiddush. You're right, because this is not the normal way to explain the maisa done or not done. Here you did an action. See, here you did an action. You're really saying, I don't know if the action rises to the level of the requisite action or not. That's not the normal way to use the chazaka. The normal way to use the chazaka is, I don't know what you did. We don't know what you did. Use the chazaka to say, this is what you did. Here you did something. I'm just saying, we're not sure whether what you did equals maisa that you require or doesn't equal maisa
that
you require.
Isn't that something then?
No, that's why he's trying. That's why I'm saying he's trying to distinguish that from the case of Savig Din.
But that question of is being silent like you said it, or is it not? That's a Savig Din. We're using the Chazaka to solve that question.
Right.
Assume that Din is going to be ruled that silence is like he said.
He's trying to Dafka say it's not like that. It's not a Savig Din. It's not a question of what's the halacha here. It's a question of, is this a mice or not? I know, it sounds like a Savig Din. Right? That's why I said this round is very difficult. A lot of problems with this round. But you hear at least what he's trying to do. So maybe we'll try to take it a step further tomorrow. All right, so Lina, we'll pick up with this Avnei Milum tomorrow. We'll try to express it a little bit better. Then there's another detail within the round. I'd like to try to maybe explain the Ran, not like this. Say the Ran is learning the other way, that the Ran's really saying Chazaka can be used for Safik Din. What would be the Machlokas between those that say Chazaka is only for Safik Mitzias, as opposed to the Ran who's saying Safik Din? So just to review, we have two questions, two different approaches to take. Can we try to explain the Ran as being consistent with the general rule that Chazaka is only for Safik Maisa? Can we work that out? Can we work that into the Ran, that Chazaka is only for Safik Maisa, and still say that the Ran is operating with that premise? On the one hand, like Davni Milum is trying to do, or can we say that no, it's really Machlokas, and if we're saying it's Machlokas, try to explain the Machlokas. Why would you say Chazaka only works for Safik Mitzias? Why would you say no, it could even work for Safik Din? I mean, explain why Chazaka could work that way, or how Chazaka should work that it works that way. All right, so we'll try to pick up with those two issues tomorrow, move over to the Rashba. All right? Okay.
I remember this.
This is difficult. This is not an easy run. Yeah.
It was over.